Guys, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
No worries.
Morning.
Thanks for
very
us.
Excited to have you here. Student publications, in my opinion, are the most wonderful things to come out of universities. Now, tell us a little bit about Vertigo. What are the aims of Vertigo? What is it that you guys do?
So we're entirely student run. We're funded by our Students Association. Our main aim is basically just to showcase the best work of UTS students, both written and visual. We've got a lot of people that do, you know, journalism, a lot of people that are interested in design. So we provide those students with a place that they can actually see their work in print, see Amazing. Their name in print, which is super rare for people our age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so hard to get a foothold in the industry. Totally. It's so hard to get given a chance. Does the team kind of rotate each year? Is that the whole situation?
Yeah, so each team is elected by the student body at the end of the year.
Oh, cool.
At the same time as like the student association elections.
Elected. I like that.
Yes.
So you guys have fought hard for your positions. Yes. This is great. What kind of subject matter is covered in the publication? Aaron, I know you mentioned there that there's like written and visual and kind of this space for works, but what do we see in the publication?
Anything and everything that people want to write about, basically. We have 7 sort of sections that we do try to break things up into, and that's our political
yep.
stuff,
okay.
our arts and lifestyle, sociocultural stuff. We've got creative writing. We do a lot of visual showcase,
Gosh.
Business, science and innovation. And then we've just got a little miscellaneous section where we pop in everything that doesn't fit.
Miscellaneous. That's the pile on the desk that you're like, wow, I don't know where to put this.
Yeah, pretty much.
In miscellaneous we go. This is great. This is fun. I've always really loved how, especially publications like Vertigo, like Grapeshot at Macquarie as well, the covers are always so beautiful as well. It's always a beautiful publication to look at. It is like coffee table book level of pretty, in my opinion.
That's definitely the benefit of having such an amazingly talented student body.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me what the process is. How do you curate things? Do people submit to you? Is it through the team?
Yeah, so we open submissions. We have submissions open for a few weeks for each volume. So we take those cold submissions, but we also have pitches open to students.
Oh, great.
We commission a lot of work, so we kind of come up with the kind of things that fit our theme for each volume.
Okay. Oh,
and
you
then,
theme each volume?
Yes. So we have a theme for each volume.
Do we know what the theme for the first volume
so
or the next volume is?
Yeah, the theme for our first volume was Genesis.
Yeah.
The theme for the current volume that we're working on is On Thin Ice. And
Ooh.
Then the volume that we're currently have submissions open for is Growing Pains.
Wow.
So we're very like already
Gosh.
In the
Yeah, you guys are like, it's March.
Yeah,
on
we're
it.
Grinding.
Now, I love that. On Thin Ice sounds so interesting and so open to interpretation. Mm. Does it get hard to funnel through and pick what gets in there? Is it like a moment of like, I really want this, but there's no room for that? Is it a hard process, do you find?
It's a little bit of a hard process, but also not at the same time. A lot of what we commission kind of all falls in the same vein, and then
yeah.
we kind of find what sits well together on the page.
Yeah.
So it's about bringing together what we find and kind of telling a narrative that fits the theme.
Yeah. Wonderful. How many people are on the team? How many people work on this?
We have 9 people.
Gosh. That sounds both like a lot and like not enough.
Yeah.
It feels exactly like that. You're
totally
right.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
It feels like it's like a lot of people and you're like, wow, you're putting a lot together with just 9 people. So how often are you releasing? How often does the publication come out?
Monthly.
Monthly.
During semester. So that means we have 3 editions come out per semester.
Perfect. Amazing. And how long do you guys stay in the editorial roles? Is it a full year?
Until about October, yeah.
Yeah.
Until
wow.
the next.
Gosh.
Our last edition will be released in October, but we officially hand over to the next team in December.
Okay, cool. So then you've got like a little rest period.
Yes.
Of like, let's just celebrate. We did a great job.
Yeah.
So tell me about the next launch for the next chapter. Do you launch every chapter? Is it like a huge thing that you do each time?
No. So we're essentially just launching our first edition that's just hit the stands quite recently.
Yep.
We're going to be doing that on the 22nd of March. So this Thursday.
Yay.
I believe I'm not
that is
the best
correct.
Yet.
Yeah, it
yes.
is.
That is so correct.
I've got it in front
Good
of
job.
Me too. You're very correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm just going calendars.
Yeah.
So that'll be at the Lord Gladstone, which is upstairs at the Lord Gladstone, actually at Good Space, which is an art space. We will have a lot of student visual showcase on display. Play there, and that'll be from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m.
That's amazing. Great. And the thing I love most, it's a free publication,
yes.
right?
Yes.
That's the best thing about this whole endeavor. ever, because it makes it so accessible. Like, uni students are not the richest people in the world.
No.
They're going to have to be soon if we deregulate universities and everyone starts to have to pay for the degrees in hundreds of thousands of dollars. But to open it up, to open the accessibility, and then to bring these stories into the wider community, to give a platform for students who do incredible work, like yourselves. You guys are doing incredible work putting this together. So it's definitely something we all need to get behind. It's definitely something that I love, 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 love. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.